Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning: this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
So, you've already cleaned out the police station in Big Five. What are the next locations?
Now I check the pawn shops. Walmart, Quarry. Pretty much anywhere we can find more weapons.
And after that?
We start grabbing whatever we can off those lists there.
A lot of hardware on these lists. And seeds?
Yeah, we need as much of those as we can get. Everyone's gotta eat, right?
What about wintertime, though? You can't grow much in those months.
We've actually got a plan for that. We took a couple of different buildings that had a lot of space and rigged up some grow lights and backup power, so we should be able to keep producing enough food to get by.
And it sounds like you guys have plenty in the way of dry goods.
Oh yeah. Enough for a long time. We can always grab more. We didn't completely clean everywhere out.
So what are we doing first?
Well, for starters, I want to check North 40. They always seem to have a decent stock.
I'm guessing Walmart is second?
Actually, there's a place further down the highway I wanted to check out. It's a gun shop, its own shooting range. That'd be one place I feel like we'll find something.
Why not go there first?
I'm still hesitant to go that far without checking the surroundings, so we'll take it slow.
Okay.
This is it. You see anything?
A couple of slow ones over there. Maybe three of them?
Okay. Let's move as quiet as possible. Here. Got an extra science pistol. Leave yours in the car for now. It's too loud for what we need.
Where did you get these?
I found a few of them when I cleared the police station. Now, they're not 100% silent, but they are quiet enough not to attract a lot of attention.
All right. Quick and quiet.
Stay close. Let's go.
I'm not seeing any movement inside.
Let's hope it stays that way. All right. Let's move inside.
Right behind you. There's one right over there. It doesn't see us yet.
Stay here and be quiet. I'll take this one. All clear. Move up to me.
I didn't see any others.
Shh. Listen. You hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
I'll go to the end of this aisle. You stay here. Check there and there.
All right.
I think it's coming from over there.
What should we do?
We'll take it aisle by aisle. I'll check the right, you take the left. Check each one as we move up.
Got it.
We'll use hand signals from now on.
You could tell Cameron used to be a cop, just by the hand signals and the way he moves. I had my concerns about doing this, but now I think we can handle it. Moving aisle by aisle, we cleared each section, looking for whatever was making the sounds. By the time we reached the firearms location, we spotted what we were looking for. At the back wall, there were two more TZs, and they didn't seem to notice us yet. Cameron signaled for me to regroup with him for a plan of action.
What's the plan?
I'll sneak over one more aisle. Then we'll get their attention down that way. Once they come down, we'll take them out at the same time. Sound good?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Are you sure you can handle this? We can always try something else.
I'm good. I can do this.
All right. Get ready.
There. That wasn't too hard. You did a great job.
Thanks. You make it pretty simple.
Comes with the job. Now let's do some shopping.
All right, let's see what they've got. We took our time searching, grabbing any rifles and handguns we could find. There were quite a few, so we took multiple trips, also grabbing spare clips, ammo, bows and arrows, and any other weapons we thought useful. When we were done, it was on to scouting out Renko, where we could possibly find even more. At least, we hope.
I'm not seeing much over that way. We might need to get a little closer.
How much closer should we get?
Here. You take the binoculars. I'll drive a little down the road, and you can tell me if you see anything.
Let's go then.
I'll pull off there. We should have a good vantage point from that spot.
You're pretty worried about all this, aren't you?
Yeah. I grew up here. This is my home. I'll do whatever is necessary to protect it. And anyone in it. A bunch of arrogant Mad Max wasteland wannabes won't change that.
Wow. I didn't mean to get you all riled up.
Just pisses me off that people can even think that way.
I know what you mean. Once the world has ended, a man's true nature comes out.
Oh, don't give me that. It's not even like that most of the time. Fear is the big one. The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. And the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown.
I've heard that before. Where was it?
It's a quote from H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah, that's it. But I don't get what you mean.
Everyone is afraid right now. Not knowing how to move forward. A lot of people gave up right at the start. But others fought. And you know what got them to fight?
No. What?
Fear. Fear can be a great motivation in time of crisis. Kind of like fight or flight. The biggest part is not letting it take full control.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Good, because we're here. Tell me what you see.
I'm not seeing much. I think it's clear.
All right. Let's go. Same routine as last time. Okay?
Roger that.
You don't have to do that.
Sorry. I've always wanted to do that. It just seemed fitting.
So, let's go over this one more time. You found him passed out outside the room, and you heard her crying. You didn't think he would turn?
I'm surprised you didn't kill him right then. I might have, if I were in your position.
I was going to when I saw his fresh bites. Then he mumbled something, maybe her name. That's when I noticed his old bites. At that point, I figured he was like me, and for some reason, couldn't be infected.
I still want to know what makes certain people immune. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Some people turn almost instantly, while others take time. Then there's the ones like you guys. There isn't anything super noticeable about the differences between each individual. So what is it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I wish I knew. Maybe then we could find a cure or a deterrent against it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
For sure. It'd be nice to not worry as much.
Especially for them. We have to do everything we can to keep them safe.
Yeah, that's our top priority.
Good. Now let's talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Do you guys still have access to that music place?
Oh, the music conservatory?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, we kind of turned the theater part of it into a massive greenhouse for the wintertime.
Oh, are there still pianos inside?
Yeah, there's a few upstairs in one of the classrooms. You want to play one, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, and I figured Hope might enjoy it. Can we go for a little bit?
I don't see why not.
I'd love to hear you play again. You're really good at it.
Thanks. I can't guarantee I'll be any good. It's been, what, 3 years since I last played?
It's really been that long?
Yeah, ever since we went to Damien's wedding.
That's right. You played that one song, Fools Rush In.
Oh my god, I can't believe I almost forgot about that.
It's Can't Help Falling In Love, off of Elvis's Blue Hawaii album.
Oh, sorry. Miss Music Nerd.
Oh, shut up.
Well, let's go.
Being here makes me feel almost normal. Surrounded by my friends has been amazing, even with everything happening. I hope Brian is being safe out there. He's also loosened up a bit since I've met him. Slowly but surely, he's come out of his awkward shell he's in. I don't really have any room to talk, though. He shared some of his stories with me. Maybe it's time I share some with him.
Here we are. Let's go find you a piano.
Wow, you weren't kidding about the greenhouse idea.
Yeah, we really need to make sure we can produce enough to keep everyone fed.
It took time, but we're pretty sure we can do it.
Seems like you have a handle on it.
We really have to now. Here, they should be upstairs.
Lead the way. You guys know where it's all at.
Here, this room doesn't have as much stuff packed in it.
Wow, that's a beautiful piano.
Isn't it? Out of all the ones here, this one is just amazing. The sound it creates is almost hypnotizing.
I can take her. That way you can hear it for yourself.
Okay.
It's okay. I have got you.
It's only for a little bit. I'm going to play you some music.
It's beautiful. You still got it.
Thanks.
She seems to like it a lot.
Good. I was really hoping she would enjoy this. Just hope I don't mess it up.
You've got this.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Life always comes with its ups and downs. Some people have more of one than the other. We often forget about moving forward, and eventually, it eats away at you. When you finally find a way out of that dark pit, though, it's like being reborn. You're reminded of the good that has blessed your life. That feeling fills you with light and warmth, caressing you in a tight, loving embrace. I'm grateful for all that I've had, and even though the steps I've walked weren't easy, I'll always remember them. Moving forward is all we can do to not fall back into that oppressing dark void. So that's what I'll do. I'll keep pressing on, not only for my sake, but for hers as well. She is her hope, after all. Hope for everyone to keep moving forward.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for bringing me here, you guys. I really appreciate it.
It's no problem. Thanks for the beautiful song. You're really good at playing. Right? We'll have to keep a spot clear just for that. I think everyone would enjoy hearing it.
That's not a bad idea. I just don't want to be too loud, you know?
I think if we keep it inside, it'll be fine.
Oh, look, it's Brandon.
What is he doing?
Katie, wait up.
Looks like he's at it again.
What?
Oh, he's had this crush on this one girl here, but she keeps shutting him down. It's kind of funny to watch.
Really?
Yeah. He's persistent, to say the least. I think he might actually be getting to her a little now.
Let's watch as the male tries to court the female in hopes it will lead to her choosing him as her mate.
I keep telling you, I'm way too busy to continue doing this.
Come on, don't be like that. It's just dinner, that's all I'm asking. You have to eat anyway, so why not eat with me?
I think there are more important things for you to worry about than asking me to dinner.
You're not wrong, but we can still make the most out of our time. It's not like dinner's going to make a difference anyway.
If I agree to dinner, will you let me get back to work?
Yes.
Fine, I guess I can do dinner with you tonight.
I promise you won't be disappointed.
We'll see about that.
What time is good for you?
I should be done with everything around 6:30. That is, if you let me get back to work.
Brandon! There you are. Why'd you shut off your radio?
Perfect. Looks like you're needed. I'll see you tonight. Maybe.
Can't wait. Sorry about that, John.
Seriously? That's why? We've been trying to reach you. We have a huge problem.
What is it?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Brandon, I didn't realize you had the hots for someone here.
We don't have time for this! Brandon, one of our scouts has been captured.
What? How?
They were in the process of moving locations when they got ambushed by the raiders. The last thing we heard was him breaking the radio.
Damn it! Let's get to command. I'll try raising Cameron on the radio.
What if they can listen in?
Cameron has a special line that is only connected to the command building, so no one should be able to hear it.
All right, let's go.
We're coming too.
I'm not going to stop you. Which scout was it?
It was Kyle. I'm sure he broke the radio to keep them from using it.
most likely. All the scouts operate with that way of thinking.
What if they manage to get away? How are they going to contact you?
We have relay points like a chain, so if they get to one of those, they can radio in.
Only the scouts know where they're hidden. I'm more worried about what they're going to do to him.
Nothing good.
That's what I'm worried about.
What's the plan then? Are we going to try to save him?
I don't know. I need to talk to Cameron first. He'll know what to do.
Here! Everyone inside.
John, I need you to contact the other scouts and get their locations.
On it.
I'll help. I've got Hope. Journey, you should help too.
Okay, Brandon, what can I do?
Use that radio right there to call our guards on the walls and tell them to keep their eyes peeled. We are on high alert right now, people.
All right. Sarah, you okay with watching her for a while?
Not a problem.
Babe, there's a break room over there. It might be better for the two of you to go in.
Okay, holler if you need me.
This is Command calling all scouts. Radio in with reports and locations. We have
Command
to
Tower
alert.
1.
Over.
Report.
All scouts report in. We have a situation.
One of ours has been compromised. Can anyone get eyes on him?
Keep us posted with updates. Squad 5, what is your current status?
All right, stay alert and report any activity.
Damn it, I can't get through.
Keep trying!
I have been, he isn't answering.
Bad news, they spotted a group of them heading our way.
How many?
20 of them, and they have Kyle with them.
They didn't kill him?
No. From what they could see, he was strapped to the front of a truck like a human grill.
What the hell?
Those monsters!
What do we do?
Let's calm down a sec. Julie, Journey, grab Sarah and tell everyone to get into the shelter. Grab any guards or anyone able-bodied and take them to the armory and tell them the situation.
All right.
Okay, all the towers are ready to go.
Good. John, where's Scott?
He should be with the repair group on the east side wall.
Go get him and let him know what's going on. He should have a line to Cameron as well. We need to contact him immediately. I'll stay here and keep trying.
Got it.
Come on, pick up, pick up. What was that? Cameron, is that you?
No. Anyone home?
Still no luck?
No, not a single answer. Good. You guys are back. How'd it go?
Everyone knows what's going on. We got all the elderly and the kids safely in the shelter. We also have 4 guards protecting it, just in case.
We also got quite a few volunteers to help out, so we've armed them and have them on standby.
Good. I just got word that they are approaching over the Long Bridge.
Still no word from Cameron?
No. And it's never been this difficult to reach him.
Do you think they're okay?
I honestly have no idea.
This is bad. What do we do now?
We do the only thing we need to do. Keep this place and everyone in it safe.
Where's Sarah?
She's with all the others and Hope. She figured she could help them more while watching her. And I've got actual experience dealing with these scumbags.
Never figured you as the warrior, princess.
I'll do whatever I can. Plus, it's about time I get some payback.
What?
A story for another time.
We should go meet up with the guards. They'll be here soon.
All right. Did you talk to Scott?
Yeah, they still needed to finish up, but he said he'd keep trying to reach Cameron. Once they're done, they'll meet up with us.
Good. Now let's go greet our guests.
There they are.
Well, well, well. Quite the welcome you lot have put together. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
What do you want?
Such hostility. Even after we brought home your lost pup. That's not very neighborly.
And the way you're treating him is?
Well, all bad dogs need to be taught a lesson, right?
You've taken it way too far.
Us? What about you lot? Sending your little spies to have a peep at our camp. That's right. We've seen your little ants out there, watching us. Not very stealthy.
Can you blame us?
John, enough.
Ooh, did I say something wrong? Is Cameron up there? I'd rather have a conversation with him than his number two.
He's busy right now with more important matters.
Is that so? I was hoping he'd be here for this little message. I guess you'll have to do as the delivery boy then.
Something doesn't feel right.
What do you mean?
Why this many? It's like they're casing us. Getting a read on our defenses.
So?
So, you guys said they have a lot more. What's the main group doing now?
What are you getting at?
We need to be on our guard.
She's right. Something's off. John, call our scouts and get a report.
Okay.
So what message am I supposed to pass along?
Oh, it's a very simple one. Time is almost up. And we'll be using him as an example for all those who decide to fight back. Cut him loose, boys.
Brandon! There's no response from any of our scouts!
What? You can't reach any of them?
No, not a single one!
Damn it! No other choice. Everyone ready!
Let the games begin. Help! Everyone into positions. You know the plan.
Help! Brandon! What now?
Fuck it! Fire! Try to keep them off Kyle.
There's too many fast ones!
Kyle! No!
Hit them all!
This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Joshua Johnson as John, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Gordon Baker as Cameron and Clint, Marissa Rain as Katie. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a like or subscribe and follow for more updates.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.